97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Specialized suicide prevention trainings are now available in the Hmong language. The newly translated materials come from a collaboration between local Marathon County organizations, the County Health Department, and Aspirus Health.
So you want to keep the core training there, but then while doing the training to ensure that it was culturally relevant to the audience that is taking the training.
That's Bea Lore, a program manager with the Hmong American Center, which helped develop the translated training program. She says when information is provided in a person's native language, it's not just about understanding words, it's about building trust.
They feel valid knowing that materials that are this important are also translated into the Hmong language.
The trainings are developed and distributed by the QPR Institute. QPR stands for Question, Persuade, and Refer.
The QPR training focuses on is like the direct questioning someone when they're thinking of dying by suicide. It's harder to just have someone directly ask someone in the like that's Hmong if they want to die by suicide.
Laura says in the Hmong community, it's taboo to talk about death, and it's considered disrespectful to directly ask whether a person is considering suicide. She says the Hmong American Center worked with their partners to make sure the translated trainings were culturally appropriate and linguistically accurate.
The hardest part is for having things translated into the Hmong languages, we tend to more describe versus actually translating word for word. One person can say something and another person can say something in completely different words, but they have the exact same meaning.
To take a training or become an instructor, visit QPRinstitute.com.
State lawmakers have reintroduced legislation seeking to raise the state tobacco sales age to 21. That's already federal law, but the age restriction in Wisconsin is 18. Advocates say raising the state age won't have much of a negative impact on businesses, but could give local law enforcement the clear authority to issue tickets for underage tobacco and nicotine purchases. The proposed bill has passed in the state assembly twice already in 2020 and 2022, but never advanced through the state senate. Northern Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has reintroduced legislation aimed at allowing state and local governments to block federal refugee resettlement efforts. The Community Assent for Refugee Entry Act, or CARE Act, was first introduced in 2023 after 75 refugees were resettled in the Chippewa Valley by the nonprofit World Relief. Some residents pushed back against the effort at the time, but the ultimate decision for approval wasn't under local jurisdiction. World Relief officials assured local residents the vetting process for the refugees was vigorous, spanning between 18 months to 3 years, and requiring final approval from the Department of State. The organization also provides assistance to the refugees with employment and education. If passed into law, the proposed legislation would allow state and local governments to block federal refugee resettlement efforts in their jurisdictions through a formal disapproval process. Fellow Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden and Tony Weed have also co-sponsored the legislation. The DNR is asking for community input on updates to the state's turkey management plan. The current plan was adopted in 2015 and is due for revision. The new plan will guide the state's management of turkeys for the next 10 years and includes input from various tribal agencies, hunting organizations, and conservation partners. You have until December 18th to submit public comments. Governor Tony Evers has declared an energy emergency in the state of Wisconsin due to persistent challenges caused by a pipeline disruption within the Midwestern pipeline distribution system, coupled with high demand from severe winter weather for residential heating fuel, including heating oil and propane. The energy emergency will allow for the swift and efficient delivery of these products throughout the state. According to the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin's Office of Energy Innovation, several suppliers reported challenges such as long lines at terminals and having to drive further distances to collect needed products. The executive order will provide a waiver of certain state and federal hours of service restrictions, allowing suppliers to get caught up from the pipeline and weather-related delays. The waiver remains in effect through January 2nd, or as long as drivers transporting residential heating fuel are responding to the emergency, whichever is shorter. The FDA is recalling 1.5 million bags of shredded cheese made by the Great Lakes Cheese Company in Ohio due to the possibility of metal fragments in the packages. The cheese was distributed in 31 states, including Wisconsin, and can be found at stores like Target, Walmart, and Aldi. Great Lakes Cheese Company makes cheese under a variety of labels, including Great Value, Good and Gather, and many more. You'll want to check the FDA's website for the full list of recalled cheese. If you have any of the recalled cheeses, throw them away or bring them back to the store for a refund. You may hear sonic booms after dark this week. The 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard will be conducting evening training flights Monday through Thursday. You may see or hear F-35 aircraft until approximately 7:30 at night, December 8th through the 11th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers over the Bears in a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay over Chicago, 28-21. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams attempting a pass in the end zone to tie the game up, but Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon with the interception to clinch the win. I asked him what he saw.
We was in like a zero call, and my guy went behind the backfield, and I was chasing. And I saw the tight end free, so I knew he was the only person to get the ball. So I just ran to me through the ball. I thought he was going to overthrow it over me, and then I jumped, and I was like, oh, I can't grab it. I just grabbed it.
The Packers, now 9-3-1, back in first place in their division. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Took a full 60 minutes, and we're fortunate that we made a play when we needed to at the end of the game. But, it was a back-and-forth battle, particularly in that second half.
Up next, they're on the road to Denver to face the Broncos. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Marquette over the weekend. Tomorrow, they fly to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers Wednesday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few off and on snow showers today. Our high right around 20 this afternoon. Tonight, some light snow, less than an inch, down to 16 for a low tomorrow. A little more light snow, especially in the afternoon, less than a half inch again tomorrow with a high of 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.